The smoggy air hung low over the city as the Ruby Avenger looked out at the community he was bound to protect, and the unnatural lights of the building in the dark night seemed oddly natural to him. His red suit clung to the muscular physique, the toned curves of his muscles standing out clear and hard against the tight scarlet fabric. His thick red gloves were snug over his masculine hands that rested on his hips, and the cowl over his face framed his square, stubbled jaw. The Ruby Avenger had been protecting the city of London for years, all criminals and villains cowering in fear of his super strength, speed, and graceful flight. Recently, however, a new villain had surfaced, a beautiful vixen that threatened the peace and harmony that the Ruby Avenger had fought so long and hard to obtain for his precious city. He looked down at the abandoned factory at the edge of the city that had sat dormant for years. This is where his informants had told him the Scarlet Succubus had made her home. As he looked down through the skylight and the upper floor windows, dim light flickered and cast eerie shadows through the dark building. The Ruby Avenger stood tall and confident, stepping forward from the edge of his perch at the top of the stone church where he admired the London landscape. He caught the cool, damp night air and soared like a bird across the empty street below, landing gracefully on the stone edge of the factory roof. His super strength and super speed were great assets in the Ruby Avengers' work against evildoers and petty criminals, but the power of flight had always set him apart. He could soar through the air, keeping a close and vigilant eye on the community and seeing into hidden areas of the city that needed protecting. He was proud of his abilities and had always vowed to use them for good. He made his way to the skylight, peering down into the room below. The light seemed brighter suddenly as he strained to see the activity within the factory. The room which the Ruby Avenger now watched closely didn't appear to be an abandoned factory at all. The wide open space, while still surrounded by the sturdy concrete floors and walls, was now decorated lavishly. The windows were mostly covered by long black velvet curtains, which were inexplicably pulled open, though their purpose seemed to be to hide any ill-fated activities that occurred within. The hard gray floors were covered in elegant area rugs, and a Japanese room divider stood in the far right corner of the large open factory floor. The room was decorated with antique furniture, a solid wood desk carved intricately with swirling designs and flower etchings stood against the right wall, and in the center, an antique Victorian sofa with gold trim and soft violet-colored cushions and gold buttons. He noticed an elaborately carved four-post bed in the left corner, covered in purple satin bedding and a variety of colorful decorative pillows. The rest of the room was adorned with various extravagant furniture, and the room was lit by candlelight with several golden candelabras and tapered candlesticks. Among all of the opulent contents of the room, the superhero spotted a bit of movement from behind the room divider. As he stared down, careful not to make his presence known to the occupants, he saw her. She peeked from behind the divider, gazing up at him as if she had known all along that he would be there watching her. She raised a delicate hand and beckoned him to her with one long, slender finger. He felt a sense of unease. How had she known he was there? There seemed no use in hiding any longer, and the Ruby Avenger was determined to use his smoldering charm and heroic conviction to confront this misguided beauty face to face. He looked over and noticed the latch on the skylight was open, and there was a gap large enough for him to enter. The hero drifted upward into the air, lowering himself down through the open skylight like a descending angel of mercy. His pristine red boots landed gently on the concrete floors of the factory. As he posed in his cliché superhero stance, fists resting on his hips and his chest puffed out, immediately, the inhabitant of the makeshift apartment emerged from behind the Japanese room divider, revealing herself for the first time to anyone in the city. The Scarlet Succubus was a mystery, though her name was whispered in the alleys and her place in the criminal community was growing each day. Nobody was ever known to have seen her. Her minions and henchmen would never reveal a single detail about her. And in this moment, as the Ruby Avenger gazed upon her unforgettable form, it was a wonder how anyone who had observed her could refrain from sermonizing of her bewitching beauty. She stood, he approximated, nearly 6 feet tall. Her jewel-red peep-toe pumps accented the long, curvaceous legs that rose high above the floor, and her French pedicured toes peeked out from the tips of her shoes. Her legs were smooth and milky white, almost porcelain in both their paleness and their flawlessness. Our hero's eyes drifted upward, marveling at her thick, supple thighs. She wore a white pearlescent satin corset, the stiff, delicate boning showing off her feminine hourglass figure. White lace lined the top of the corset, decorating the plunging neckline that was almost swallowed by the succubus's heaving bosom. Her ample cleavage was intoxicating, and the superhero held his breath as his gaze passed over the china flesh of her chest. Draped over her shoulders and hanging down to the floor was a long crimson robe made entirely of delicate lace. The bright color set off the whiteness of her complexion, and the lace clung to her smooth arms as if the red design were tattooed directly onto her skin. Her slender fingers were adorned with large, gaudy rings, and they ended in pointed cherry red fingernails. The Scarlet Succubus had a long, swan-like neck, accented by the red lace choker that wrapped around her throat. As the Ruby Avenger looked up, finally at the exquisite features of her face, his heart skipped a beat and he swallowed hard. Her gray eyes were like a winter's night, glaring thoughtfully at him past her thick, dark eyelashes. Her eyes were lined in charcoal, and her smoky eyelids drifted shut and fluttered open again in a seductive gaze. Her candy apple red lips were full and pouty, almost hypnotizing in their succulence. She wore massive silver hoop earrings rimmed with tiny diamonds, and framing her angelic face was a head of luxurious pearl-white hair that curled around the curves of her cheeks and draped down over her shoulders in lustrous ivory waves. Her appearance was beguiling, and the Ruby Avenger was, for the first time, speechless in the presence of her divine magnificence. He couldn't describe it, the feeling that was washing over him. It was as if her very presence was a drug coursing through his system. She took a slow step forward, circling him, and burning a hole through him with her passionate eyes. Then, as she came to a stop in front of him, just an arm's length away, he heard the most intoxicating sound. The Scarlet Succubus let out a low, seductive yet menacing laugh, her full lips stretching into a devilish grin. So, her voice was smooth like honey, you have finally arrived. I've been waiting for you. The great hero of London. The Ruby Avenger. Come to convince the evil mistress of crime to change her ways and turn good. Let me guess. It's not too late. I can still be a good person and fight for the good side and turn myself in. Is that what you came here to tell me? The Ruby Avenger could tell that the question was rhetorical, but he knew he had to try.
It's true. You?
He attempted.
You can come with me now and turn yourself in. Crime doesn't pay.
He stood straight and confident, but he could feel himself weakening in the knees. Something about her made him feel soft and pliable, and as she stepped toward him, running her fingers over his muscular chest and pressing herself close against him, his heroic stance loosened, and he leaned in. But it does, she whispered. It pays very well, in fact. And with certain superpowers, for instance, the powers that you possess, it could pay a great deal more. She sunk into him, and he realized that his arms were now wrapped around her, his hands firm and flat against her back.
And how would you obtain such powers?
He asked, losing himself in the silvery pools of her eyes. The enchantress simply smiled and let out another evil laugh as she leaned into him. Her supple lips met his, and he lost all control. He felt his posture stoop and his knees buckled. He fell back, plopping down into the antique chaise lounge, the seductress falling into his lap. The kiss was like nothing he had ever felt before, and her body against his made him shudder. He had never felt so submissive, so powerless, and as she straddled him, he let go completely and let her take control. Her lips were soft and plump, and her tongue intertwined with his. His hands wandered over her voluptuous form, and her long fingernails dragged over his cowl. Without warning, she pulled the mask away, uncovering his face and revealing his identity to the most powerful crime lord in the city. The Ruby Avenger was unmasked. But even that couldn't distract him from the passionate embrace of this goddess. He lost all focus and couldn't pull himself away. His lips tingled as they kissed, and a sudden jolt, like a static shock, surged through his mouth. He felt a sort of vibration and heard a buzzing in his ears, and then, as if he were drained of all his energy, his grip on the succubus's body went soft. Now that does feel empowering, she whispered, pulling away from the hero's weakened grasp. Let's test out these powers, shall we? The scarlet succubus jumped off of his lap, and with lightning speed, she darted across the room and back in less than a second. The Ruby Avenger sat still, gaping as he watched her pick up the antique sofa with one hand and then set it back down with a chuckle. I see why you are so feared. But now, You're as weak as any man. And I have the speed and strength of the greatest superhero in London. The hero's eyes widened, and he opened and closed his fists, realizing that his strength was now gone. She had taken his speed and his strength, draining him of his powers with a simple kiss, and he now gawked at her speechlessly. He knew that he had given up two of his most important abilities, and that this villain was now so much more powerful, all because he had let himself be seduced by this stunning woman. He knew that he should pull his mask over his face and fly back through the skylight to safety, to plan his next step, and go find help from the other heroes that protected the city. He knew that he should escape. But he found himself sitting silently on the chaise lounge, his heart beating fast and his bulge throbbing beneath his tight suit as he watched the scarlet succubus walk towards him once again. You still have one very special power, however, that I want. Flight. Now that is an ability that would be just delicious to steal. But it will take more than a kiss to drain you of that power. She leaned over him. Her lips were millimeters away from his, her eyes hypnotizing him as she breathed gently into his mouth. Do you want me to take your ability to fly, my little super sub? Do you want to give your new queen the last thing that makes you a hero? The Ruby Avenger swallowed hard. He knew that he should fight her advances, that it was his sworn duty to protect the people of London and to defeat the villains that threatened him. But he couldn't. He looked into her glittering eyes, listening to the sultry hum of her voice as she tempted him. She knelt in front of him, slowly sliding her hand over his knees and opening his legs as she looked up at him with her powerful gaze. He couldn't speak. He just sat there, trembling as she wrapped her fingers around the top of his tightly fitted leggings, pulling them down smoothly until he realized he was shifting in his seat to help her remove his bottoms. Soon he was naked from the waist down. His boots kicked off and scattered across the floor. He watched as the scarlet succubus admired his granite member, which pointed straight up in a leaking erection. The hero quivered, his twitching cock exposed and on display. Do you want me to take your flight with my mouth? The temptress queried, an expression on her face that made it clear she knew she would get the response she wanted. The Ruby Avenger took in a deep breath, the helplessness enveloping him, and he nodded. With that, her mouth was on him, her provocative lips closed around his shaft, and her head bobbed up and down. Her skill was unmatchable, the swirling motions of her tongue circling his swollen mushroom head as her lips slid up and down from base to tip. Her hands crawled up his thighs and fondled his balls as she sucked on him, her fingernails dancing gently over his sensitive flesh. She teased his dimpled skin, dragging one long fingernail caringly up his taint, over his sack, and up his shaft, while she licked a string of precum from his engorged tip. Her alluring eyes met his, and her beauty overcame him. The sensation of her skilled mouth pleasuring his manhood and her bewitching aesthetic charm combined to create an irresistible goddess that even he could not fight against. Her tongue slowly teased his tip, flicking against his frenulum before licking the drop of precum that gushed from his head. Just as he felt himself shiver at the unbearable teasing, the succubus lowered her head and enveloped the Avenger's entire tool. He felt himself hit the back of her throat, and she was sucking him like it was the end of the world. Her head rose and fell, her mouth tight against his shaft, and her tongue stimulating him even as she held him close. Her lips were soft and supple, and her hands knew just how to tickle him in all the right places to bring him to the edge. The Ruby Avenger couldn't take his eyes off of her, and he felt a familiar yet enhanced sensation building inside him. The pleasure built, and the hero's hands began to shake. His balls tightened, the tingling agony of orgasm filling his loins until he was ready to explode. Along with the intense orgasmic pleasure, a sort of electrical charge seemed to spread from his crotch outward and through his nervous system. The scarlet succubus didn't slow her movements, and her mouth coaxed from him the most powerful climax that the Ruby Avenger had ever imagined. His cock swelled and pulsed, expelling his seed with such force that he could hear the spray splashing against the back of the villain's throat. He let out a long, uncontrollable groan.
Yeah.
That echoed through the massive factory floor, and his entire body convulsed in orgasm. His nerves fired, his skin tingled, and the blood pumped through his veins faster than lightning. The warm cream shot into the velvety mouth of his carer, and she swallowed every drop, ready to accept more as it gushed from his rock-hard shaft. He could feel his balls draining, emptying into her mouth and gifting her with his milky essence. His semen, however, was not all that left his body during this intense orgasm. As the final drop landed on the succubus's tongue, the now powerless hero felt the last drop of what made him special drained from his body. With his sperm went his ability to fly, and he was now just an exhausted, unmasked man sitting helpless on the sofa of this mighty supervillain. The scarlet succubus looked up at him with a victorious grin, and she slowly floated up into the air. She looked down at him, powerful and unstoppable now, and the less-than-super-hero, his limp cock exposed in his bare lap, stared up at her in fear.
What are you gonna do with me?
He asked, his voice timid and cracking. The villain simply smiled and looked at him with narrowed eyes. I'm done with you. For now. You may show yourself out. Best use the door this time.